counselor at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Dr. Elika Matthews, said, while Carnival is a fun time, people should still pay close attention to their mental health. She noted that the fun which comes with Carnival helps to relieve stress and assist with mental wellness.
We're into the Carnival season and mental health is a 365 issue. So we want to make sure that persons take care of their mental health. Now there are going to be some pros and cons as we go into the Carnival season, so I'm going to start with the pros. Persons who engage in Carnival, it is going to be healthy for your mental health because that can provide you with a certain level of emotional release, where it's giving you joy, celebration through music and dancing. In addition, it can help to reduce your stress and boost your mood because you're out and you're socializing. It can increase your feelings of belongingness because now you are within a community of people who are into like activities as you are.
Dr. Matthews said, while people are having fun during Vincimas, focus should also be placed on issues related to mental wellness to ensure they remain in optimal health.
As we know, our Carnival, we try to promote as much cultural pride as we can. So just engaging in activities like these can be healthy for your mental health. It helps to encourage creative expressions, if it is to how you dress, the makeup that you put on, the costumes that you wear, in addition to engaging with the performances that our entertainers are going to be doing. That is good for their mental health because entertainment performance is a part of what gives them mental wellness. So persons are out there doing well.
Dr. Matthews said, while people have fun, they must remember to engage in these activities with moderation. She stressed that issues such as depression, social pressures, and infidelity, among others, can also be amplified during the Carnival season, thus affecting people's mental health.
And with every good, there can come the bad. So when it comes to Carnival and your mental health, I want you to be mindful because there may be persons who are already struggling with their own mental health related issues as it pertains to different aspects of your life. So let's say, for example, if you're struggling with your body image, this might be something that you pay more attention to within this season. In addition, this season can come with a lot of social pressures that you weren't ready for or that you don't want to partake in, so you have to be mindful. In the Carnival season, we're usually engaging. If you know you have a significant other, try not to yield to temptation and get yourself caught up in any unsavory situation where infidelity becomes a part of your conversation. No. Remember, if you have a partner, make sure that there is no infidelity, or the colloquial term that we use, make sure you don't harm nobody.
Counselor at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Dr. Elika Matthews. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's Carnival Update.